Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Our time is but I would still like to take time to ask, please, the members to stand up. The members only the members of this church. Okay, now look, these beautiful people that are comfortable sitting down, would you please welcome them into fellowship with us? We are very grateful that you took the time and you chose to be with us this morning. We are very blessed with your presence. The topic that we chose, that God chose for us to discuss this morning. As you know, we have talked about the last days. We talked about the first day. And we talked about the judgment day. And today we'll be talking about the final day. There is a sequence. We did this on purpose. I hope by now you have the right calendar. You know, about the last days, the judgment day, the first day. Do you remember what we mentioned the first day? What was the first day? I was making a reference of the first day of us transformed eternity. The first day in eternity. It doesn't start in heaven. It starts right here. The moment that Jesus Christ comes and we are transformed. So we'll share a verse on that just for us to remember what we discuss. But there is one thing that many people do not understand. Is what is going to happen to the last day of this earth. That's why we put this picture, we made up this picture for the cover of the bulletin. And you see there it says the end. Now, some of you here speaks more than one language. There is one here that speaks Italian. Fine means the final, the end. Some of you speak Spanish as fin, F-I-N. If you speak Portuguese, there is one person here that speaks Portuguese. Gave me an opportunity to practice a little bit more of my own Portuguese. And fin. It's F-I-M in Portuguese. But as you see in English, the word final has the F-I-N in the beginning as well. And so that is the end. We put together this picture also to say today's message, the final day. We are all exposed to the exceptions. It's very naive, a person who believes that you cannot be manipulated. It doesn't matter if you have gray hair, no hair, or whatever it is, or no matter how old you are, you can be deceived. The sooner you find out that that is something that can happen to you, the more protective you be in what you read, what you listen to, and how you allow yourself to be exposed. Some people say, half-truth. First of all, that's a lie. There is no such thing as half-truth. It's not possible to have a 99.9999% truth. It's not possible. And the sooner you get this to your brain, the safer you'll be. There are a lot of churches out there. And I'm not talking about those that call themselves Christians. Even churches that are not Christians. They have grabbed to some concepts. And they keep repeating over and over and over again. And you know why they repeat so many times? Because that's the only way a lie becomes truth. If you hit, and don't stop. Believe me, I know. Every day, I told you before, I carry a rosary with me. I was 10 years old. Everybody thought I was a very awkward kid. But I was there. Hail Mary. 10 times. One Lord's Prayer. Then a Hail Mary. Another 10 times. 50 times, then three more, 53. I did this every day. And I did this for years. When you keep repeating something over and over again. By the way, not to be picky on the Roman Catholics, every religion has some kind of repetition. Amen. Same kind of ritual that has no benefit but just to imprint in your mind a behavior. Not necessarily bad. Some are good behavior. But any behavior that is in our mind and we do without being conscious about what we are doing has no value. We are human beings. God gave us the blessing of being able to have an intellect. We can reason. And because we can reason, we are responsible for whatever we do. Some may be victims of mass conditioning. You know the herd complex? When everybody does, I must do too. And you'll be amazed when you look in yourself in the mirror, and you may ask this. You may ask yourself this question: why do I dress the way I dress? And you'll be amazed that most of the time it's because somebody else did. I saw it, and I like to dress just like. It's natural that as human beings, we copy all the human beings. We are a product of copying all those behavior. So there's nothing else, nothing wrong about copying. Is how we discern what to copy, what to become mine, what I own as my own. Now, if you believe everything you hear and never bother to investigate, you are an easy target. You are the desired, everybody's looking for your name, for your address, and your name is very important and precious to them. They will do whatever they can to get you. You may be at risk of being brainwashed. You know what they say today? You hear this a lot, the word fake. You hear a lot the word misinformation. There's no such thing as misinformation. That is a fancy way to call a lie. It's just a lie. When people try to mislead other people, they are trying to deceive. That's a lie. That's all it is. So don't allow yourself to be part of it. Take a step away from the crowd and get a step closer to God. Amen. Take a step away from the crowd and get a step closer to God. That's what we need to do. Seek Him with all your heart, and He will reveal Himself to you. The first day, we mentioned this last week, a week before. It says this, Paul says, but let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. And he goes on by saying, we will not all die. Thank God for that. But we will all be transformed, and that is the best part of it. Many people do not understand what this word transform means. If you look upon yourself, and you look in this church, for example, right now, you can see how unique and different we all are. In physical, color of skin, shape, age. Most of the things that we see today as normal, it is not normal. It is here because sin is here. Sin brought all this stuff with us. When we are transformed, everything that sin has damaged will be removed. When sin goes, everything belongs to sin will go as well. And so we will be looking as great. You wait and see until we are transformed. It will happen in a moment. Just like when God said, "Hey, let it be," and everything came to existence. Exact the same way. God changes not. He's going to do the same thing. He will blink and perfection will be present. When the last trumpet is blown, For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will rise to live forever. And we, that are still living, will be, again the word, transformed. Revelation 21, 2 and 3. Satan is put in jail. Yes, he made a lot of people go to jail, but now it's his turn. So he says this. Then I saw an angel come down from heaven, holding in his hand the key of the abyss and a huge chain. Now, you must understand that this chain is a chain of circumstance. He's not going to be just tied up. It's the fact that he will be all by himself with his demons here on earth, nobody else around. So he will be bored to death. He sees the dragon. Who is the dragon? By the way, in mythology, dragon is a beast. Okay, so the dragon, the oldest snake, a beast. Who is the devil? A beast. Satan, the adversary, the enemy, and bound him for 1,000 years. By the way, among the humans, no human lived all the way up to 1,000 years. They got very close. They could even say, we lived 1,000 years because we're close enough, but nobody reached 1,000. So this is a very symbolic way to say, yes, it will be 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss, again the word, then locked and sealed it over him, meaning he was contained. He could not go to any other place, but he has to stay on earth. And then it says, this was to keep him from continue to deceive. That's exactly all he does, to deceive the nations until the 1,000 years were over. After this, he must be released for a short period only. A while, a little while he's going to be. The millennium, the 1,000 years. It says the saints rule with Christ during 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verse 4 and 6. Then I saw thrones, and people took their seats on them, and judgment was given to their in their favor. They were the ones who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus Christ and God's word. And those who haven't worshipped the beast or its image, who hadn't received the mark of their forehead or in their hand, they come to life and rule with Christ for 1,000 years. In another time, we will be talking about the mark of the beast. And also what it means to have in a forehead and also in our hand. We will discuss this another time. The rest of the dead didn't come to life until 1,000 years were over. The rest of the dead. So we talk about the first resurrection, and then the rest is left for the final day. The first day, only the first resurrection. The last day is going to be for the rest. We'll talk about that last. It says, favored and holy are those who have a share in the first resurrection. That's where we want to be part of it. And pay attention, please, in your Bible when you study this. Pay attention to the expression, the second death. Millions and millions of Christians get so confused about the character of God because they do not understand this expression. What is the second death? It says, the second death has no power over them. Who are they? The ones who resurrect, the first resurrection, those that gave their lives to Christ, to God. It says, the priest of God and Christ, and will rule with him for 1,000 years. Satan is released and prepares for battle. Please pay attention to this expression also. Satan is released and he prepares to do what? Something that is natural to him. What he is always preoccupied, he is consumed with destruction. That's why the Bible calls him the destroyer. So all that he thinks about is violence. All he thinks about is killing, death. Death is the number one in his list. And please, some of you may have a God as the destroyer. If you have God as the destroyer, and if you want to know more about the Bible, what the Bible says about this, feel free to call us and we can give you some extra verses to see if you can realize who is the destroyer, who is not. Satan is released and prepares for a battle. He wants to fight. When the by the way, you notice that our prison system, I don't want to be critical about it, but it's just a sad reality. People are taken to jail and they get out of jail. Sometimes they're not even half an hour, they already commit another crime. And what they call prisons here in the United States, they call rehabilitation centers. They go there, they become worse criminals. Then when they come out of there, they get a free degree in how to be more destructive, more violent. And that's what exactly Satan, when he's released, the only thing he's preoccupied is, I want to cause more violence. I need more. And he goes for more. Then the 1,000 years were over. Satan will be released from the prison. And guess what he's going to be immediately doing? He will go out in a hurry to deceive the nations. What nations is talking about here? All the wicked people that did not take part on the first resurrection. He talks about, remember, the rest of them that did not resurrect. They are the ones. It says they will be deceived. And why are they going to be deceived? No, they are not really going to be deceived. They already chose to be part of his team. That's why they are there. But they will be deceived in a sense of, we can destroy, we can attack God and can get away with it. That's what he did in heaven. Remember when he caused rebellion in heaven? He convinced 1/3 of the angels to fight against God. And the Bible says, and there was war in heaven. And who lost the war? The war. Satan and his demons, they were cast out. Now he goes again. Now he believes that I have all my angels with me, and I have millions and billions of human beings willing to do whatever I tell them to do. And so that's what he says. He will gather them, all of them, into battle. Their number is like the sand of the sea. Now, some of us are very, very simple in our way of thinking. We don't want to bother about going too sophisticated with our thinking. But what do you think Satan is going to use to try to attack God? A 45 rifle, stones. Without the Holy Spirit here in this earth, and that's why the earth became an abyss, because the Holy Spirit was no longer here. Without any control, Satan will use every single possible weapon that he can create. Things that human beings cannot even imagine. Right now, for example, the United States have enough atomic bomb to destroy the whole world many times over. Without counting China, Russia, Israel, India, and the list goes on. And now Iran is being helped by the United States to create their bombs too. And so everybody's creating their own bombs. Now this is just nothing compared to what Satan is going to be able to create. And so he will prepare and he will attack. They came up across the whole earth and surround the saints' camp, the seed of God loves. But fire came down from heaven and consumed them. Some versions of the Bible, and I like to warn you for this, when you read this verse, this is a common English Bible, but some version of the Bible you may read says, and fire came down from God. I like this version because it says, and fire came down from above. Where is the city? Where is this all the saints? What is Satan is going to do? Shoot. What happens when you shoot at something that cannot be destroyed? It bounces back. Satan is going to push a button that he should not have. Why? Because that is going to be the end. But he cannot help himself. I don't know if you have noticed, you can read this in many news case when somebody goes in mass shooting somebody. They do expect that somebody is going to kill them. They call this suicidal by cop. You know, they want to be killed. It's a nature. It's the destructive nature of evil. Evil does not want to remain. It wants to end. That's obsession. It says here, they were consumed. By the way, when you consume something, what that means? Gone, right? Please understand what the Bible says. Consume means gone, finito, capito, no more, gone, forever. Now, in the screen there in the top, you see do evil. And you look the D and put the D with the evil, then you get the devil, right? So here is one column. It says, here is the adjectives that qualifies this individual. He is destructive. He is the destroyer, as according to the Bible. Abaddon, the destroyer. He is the one who deceives. Jesus Christ called him the father of lies, of all lies. He is the murderer from the beginning, so he is the father of death. He is defiant because he is the one who created rebellion. Without him, there is rebellion. Without him, there is no rebellion. Disobedience is the word that was created by Satan. It didn't exist before, so he created that. He created all those words. None of those words existed in any vocabulary ever until Satan decided to become Satan. He became disobedient, disloyal, and then as a result, this is what he produced. Doubt, disbelief, distrust, division, and finally death. By the way, I had a list very long with all D. I put all on D on purpose. Okay? But I decided just to give you 10, just for you to realize what do evil means. The devil. He received them. Now here, he deceived them. Here's the earth. And then when all the God's people are taken out, the earth becomes an abyss, dark. No human beings are alive, everything is dead. And here comes, right there in the corner, comes the holy city with all, you and I, all there together. We are coming. But then the destruction starts. The moon becomes dark and gets on fire because all our system is going to be all destroyed as that battle that he decides to create. He, the destroyer, will do his utmost job ever. He will start something that he cannot stop. And by the way, I was thinking about this very hard. I thought, what kind of destructive power has to exist to be able to destroy an angel, and a spirit? Can your mind even process this? You see, because we are humans, we have a very, you know, everything for us is matter. And so when we think about destroying, we think about how this matter is being destroyed. So we say, wood, fire will do. We have this simplistic way about destruction. But it came to my mind, what kind of force is it there that will destroy even a spirit? And there are billions of them. He has the angels of Satan, his partners in crime, billions of them, they all going to be destroyed. All of them. Yes, he will continue with, he will create the Bible described as a lake of fire that cannot be contained. In Revelation, it says the final day of evil. The final day of evil. So when I put in the bulletin here, the end, I was talking about the end of everything that Satan has created. When he is gone, everything is going to go with him. All the things that have afflicted us will be gone. Here is what it says. Then the devil, who had deceived them, was thrown in a lake of fire. And sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet also were. They were a team. Remember, they are the dragon, the beast, the false prophet. They are a dream team of destruction, of deception. And so they're all going to be there. Their painful suffering will be inflicted upon them day and night, forever and always. Many people get this confusion. He says, oh, see, there is a hell. And God will be in charge of it. Here, imagine the God that you love is being portrayed as sitting in a chair and looking at his creation being barbecued. Okay, now let me turn this a little bit to toast on the other side. Another 1,000 years this way. And that vicious, evil concept that God can be so cruel. And that's what many people decide to be atheists, because they couldn't believe in a God like this. By the way, if this would be the God, I would be atheist too. Because it doesn't make any sense for us to worship, obey, and love a God that is that cruel. Not even human beings can be that cruel, because even among humans, we call this insane. This individual is insane, is diabolical. And it says, forever and always. That expression means once forever. It will be destroyed. The word consumed. Let me give you another text. Here is Malachi 4 verse 1, New Living Translation. It says, the Lord of heaven's armies, within our tradition is the El Shaddai, the Almighty One, says this, a day of judgment is coming. Oh yes, it does, because consequence, cause and effect is something that's natural. It's going to happen. Whatever we do, or either we receive reward for it or consequence for it. It says, the day of judgment is coming, burning like a furnace. There it goes again, the same. On that day, the arrogant, who is the arrogant chief? Arrogance in chief. The devil himself. And the wicked, all his team, everybody who follows him, will be burned up like a straw. Have you ever, this cold weather, I have sat at the fireplace a few times with a, and sometimes when we do start the fire takes long to catch the wood. But after it's so hot, even some wood that I put there was kind of a little wet, it burned like a, it's gone. But in my case, my furnace there at home, after they burned all completely, there was ashes. Here's the difference. In this case, there will be not even left ashes. That's how destructive this power that we, no humans, again, I'm repeating myself, no humans can even have a concept of how this could be, that it will destroy everything completely. The earth will disappear. After earth is destroyed, there will be this black hole there without nothing. Everything will be destroyed completely. All gone. They will be consumed. Here's the word again. And then it says roots, branches, and all disappear completely. Nothing will be left. Then death and the grave were thrown in the lake of fire. By the way, I'd like to invite you to make a list of things that you must throw inside of this lake of fire too. There are time for us to get rid of some of the stuff that if we don't, is going to be used to barbecue us. So it's better for you to get rid of those things. By the way, when this lake of fire starts, hate is going to be consumed. Deception will be consumed. Betrayal, pain, everything will be thrown inside of this lake of fire. And again, the expression that I mentioned to you before, pay attention to this. This lake of fire is the second death. And anyone whose name was not found in the book of life will be thrown into the lake of fire. What is the lake of fire? The second death. It's not a place for you to park and be burned and toast forever and ever. It is the second death. To be burned, to be consumed forever. So when fire will come down, everything will be gone. Everything that is evil is going to go forever. Ever, ever. And then there will be a new beginning. Praise God for that. Then I'd like to say to all of you, one of the big questions that are among Christians, among other people, is to believe or not to believe that God is the creator. Once that we talk about to you here about the mark of the beast, you're going to see how relevant that one of the three angels' message is to worship God as the creator, the Abba. You know, that some of you may see the word Sabbath all the time, but you don't see the word Abba. It's right there in the middle of the word Sabbath. Many people don't see that the word Sabbath itself is the sanctuary for Abba. And so we'll discuss this when we talk about this. But then it says, God before your eyes and my eyes is going to reward us for our faith in him as the creator. He's going to see us sitting in thrones. And he says, my children, come and see. Today we're going to go to school and the subject is creation. Let me honor you because you honor me. And he's going to say, and let it be light. And in order to have light, he's going to step on that big hole. And then it will no longer be darkness because he will step in. And he will say, and let it be. And let it be. And he will speak. And before our own eyes, we will see who Abba is and what Abba does. And all of that, it will be better than that first Christmas that when you say, oh, I want so much a gift. You see, for us, we're going to sit as children and we're going to see God unwrapping the gifts. Eternal gift that will be imprinted in our perfect minds forever and ever and ever. And that's how our love will increase to God beyond any human can even measure. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, now I know only in part, but then I will know as I'm known now. And the word to know there means now I love, my love is very limited, but then I will love the way God loves me. And then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the old heaven and the old earth disappeared, praise God, is gone. All that are very defective, very corrupted, contaminated, full of disease and death is all gone. And the sea was also gone. He's talking about the first one, okay? Because people who misunderstand this says, oh, so there will be no sea in the new earth. Yes, there will be. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. And there will be no more death. No more sorrow. No more hate. No more crying, no more politics, no more fake news, no more lies of any kind, no more violence, no more pain or pills. All these things are gone forever. This will be gone forever. A better looking hair will come back. Are we all going to be transformed? Oh, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters. There are so many beautiful things that are to come. And he also said, it is finished. What is finished? The control of the destroyer upon God's creation is all gone. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the spring of the water of life. There is nothing else that we desire more than eternal life. But cowards, they are not looking for that. Those who refuse to believe, who do evil things, who kill, who sin sexually or sexually are immoral, who do evil magic or play games with the devil, who worship idols, including yourself. You know, a lot of people think about, oh, I don't worship idol. I just put gold here, gear here, gold here. I cover myself with gold. No, it's not an idol. It is an idol. And who tells lies. All this will have a place in a lake of fire. What is the lake of fire again? The second death. Meaning gone forever. Forever and ever. This is the second death. Precisely what the Bible says. We are almost done. It says, and all who are victorious will inherit all these blessings. And I hope that you say, me, Lord, yes, I want to be part of this. I will be their God, and they will be my children. Yes, he's coming. There's no doubt he's coming. Some of us think that it's taking too long, but we don't realize, as the Bible says, God is compassionate. He wants to fulfill that number that he has. Remember when the Bible says that Adam and Eve were supposed to fill the earth? When he gets that number, he is coming back with all his angels. Look, I am coming soon, he said. Blessed are those who obey the words of the prophecy written in this book. This book. No other books, brothers and sisters. The book of there doesn't say the Book of Mormons. Okay? It's not talking about the Quran. It's talking about this book. May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you as his holy people. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I don't know how many of you here. I'd like to invite you to make a decision today. Would you, not for the sake of those around you, for your own sake, would you be able to stand up and say, Lord, I want your grace. I want to be your holy people. I'm going to have another prayer, but this prayer is a special prayer that I would like to make for the Lord to look down and embrace you as his people. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, here they are, your holy people. We are all reaching out for your grace. Imperfection has come into us and has harmed our relationship with you. But we count on your grace, on your mercies, and we are standing to manifest before everyone, the enemies, every single force, an enemy force that is still present in this life until that day will come when they were gone forever. Amen. We ask you please to keep us committed, dedicated, and always aware of your grace. In the name of Christ, we thank you for their decision. Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing together.